Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. I'm Gordon Mote here with Bill Gaither himself, with a great cast of characters, and we're ready to get things started.
And my guests today are all high flyers, the Crab Family, Legacy 5, and the Hoppers.
Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee, Bill,
on the banks of the Mississippi River.
Mississippi roll, picking up momentum till the raging flood unfolds. Rushing through Missouri, down the Arkansas ravine, moving out of Memphis all the way to New Orleans. His mercy's overflowing, streaming from his precious blood. His blessings from the fountain, spilling like a roaring tide. Overwhelms our spirit like swimming in the ocean wide. Yeah.
Public service announcement today is this is 911, the Emergency Operators Day.
Yeah.
These special people answer over 250 million emergency calls annually.
Wow.
And save thousands of lives in the process.
Great people.
It takes a special skill and calmness to do what they do. And we wanted to say thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we applaud all of the 911 operators.
Here's the Gaither Vocal Band. I'm going to wear a crown.
Therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you labor, striving for the right, you shall wear a robe and crown. Watching, therefore, you know. The Lord shall call your soul away.
beat strike. As I'm gonna lay down my heavy burden, put on my roving glory, shout and tell him my story. As soon as I can see Jesus, gonna tell him all about my trouble. Put on my roving glory, shout and tell him my story. As soon as my feet strike, my feet side, I lay down my heavy burden, put on my roving story. As soon as I can see Jesus, tell him all about my trouble. Put on my robe in glory, shout, shout, tell him my story. I shall wear a robe and cry. Jesus, gonna tell him all about my trouble. Put on my robe and glory, shout and tell him my story. As soon as my feet strike Zion, gonna lay down my head and burn on. Put on my robe and glory, shout and tell him my story. As soon as I can see Jesus, tell him all about my trouble, put on my robe in glory, shout and tell him my story.
Hey, guess what, everybody? It's time for the word of the day.
Hey, aren't you excited, Thorny?
Oh, I can hardly contain myself.
Well, we got a Quirky Award this week.
Really?
From the Linguistic
Party.
Luminaries of Laguna.
Ah, oh, I love
languishing
Laguna
over their luncheon of lettuce and lentils at Leon and Lucy's Loco Lava in Jala. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Lala.
Yum. My
they goodness gave us their language lambasting award, saying some
you're
think
hooking
their words are for real.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh
to us, they're just not the deal.
Why do they?
Well,
that's
I don't
that's
know
a little hurtful.
Stick to
linguophile.
Lentils.
Linguophile is the word of the day.
Does anybody have it?
Linguophile.
Oh,
Kevin's got it.
Okay. Well, I got it over here.
I
the linguophile.
Uh-huh.
I'm surprised at the lot of you.
Yeah.
The FBI searched for over two decades, my friends,
uh-huh,
for Montana native Richard Lingua, who had escaped from authorities
Sheesh
after a diamond heist that involved a 33-carat ring. With a diamond, yes, so with a diamond roughly the size of a Shetland pony. It was
wow,
it was worth a fortune. Needless to say, it went missing from Montana, showed back up in Las Vegas, went
oh
missing
goodness
again, showed up in Fairmount, Indiana, went missing again, last seen at the National Quartet Convention. Also missing was one of those little Gaither flashlights. They never have recovered that. Not everything is public to date, but it's all contained in the FBI's Richard Lingua file.
Oh, that's
if I have a, if I have a definition, that would be
went, that's a good one.
Okay, that
good
took a minute to get
there around.
Okay,
wow,
you know what it really means?
Yeah,
well,
I don't care.
You know, I'm such a little know-it-all. Have you noticed that?
I do.
What it means is lover of words, as in Bill and Gloria are both linguophile people.
Yeah. I'd say that's true.
Oh, bless your
I'm impressed
little heart.
I'm impressed. Here's a Crab family singing a song written by my elementary principal. He came looking for me.
Nice.
One night while alone, life's raging sea, it looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the blackness of night closed off the light, my heart sank with fear. My desperate cry rang out with pride. All I could see was no hope in sight. With faith all but gone, I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fears. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. Yeah. Oh, Satan had already picked out my grave. His plan had moved forward to put me away. I drifted so far, would anyone care that I'd soon be lost? I knew my destruction was a matter of time, but Jesus appeared, said this one is mine. Now I'm safe with no harm, for he walked through the storm. He came looking for me. Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fears. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me.
Okay, I don't know who will know this answer, but there was a group once called Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Yeah.
They were what we call one-hit wonders.
Yeah,
does anybody remember their song?
I do.
From 1965. What was it?
He came looking for me.
Not quite.
Is that footsteps that I hear?
No.
What is it?
It is Wooly Bully.
Wooly Bully.
That's right.
Here's Scott Fowler and Legacy 5.
When you're down and out, shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn. You will hear his horn. Rudy tootin', it's not far away. Lift up your head and say, there's gonna be a great day. There's gonna be a great day. You're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky said that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn. You will hear his horn. Rudy tootin', it's not far away. Lift up your head and say, there's gonna be a great day. There's gonna be a great day. There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by.
the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by. When the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Gabriel will warn you. Some early morn you'll hear his horn. Rudy tootin', Rudy tootin'. It's not far away. Lift up your head and say, there's gonna be a great day. There's gonna be a great day.
That was Legacy 5 on this love edition of Homecoming Radio.
Here's something for you to think about. No one can ever make you feel inferior without your consent.
Mm-hmm. Eleanor Roosevelt.
This is Kelly Nealon, and thanks for tuning in to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Keep listening.
Here are some of the things on Homecoming Radio that we love to tell you that are banned in America. There are no internet cafes allowed in the state of Florida. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No.
And in New Mexico, it's illegal to vote for idiots.
They should make that a worldwide. Yes.
Kevin is not allowed to run for anything in New Mexico.
I can't run.
No sidewalk roller skating in Maine. And in Minnesota, no buying Christmas trees bigger than the top of your car.
That's a good idea.
Chevy Chase vacation, Christmas vacation.
This isn't fake laws. These are the real thing.
Wow. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to my eyes to God.
Here's something to think about. If you want to have a perfect day, do something for someone else who will never be able to repay you.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
It's so encouraging to get your notes, and we're going to read a few of them right now.
Rosalie says, love the program, especially the music. I laugh at Kevin's attempt at the word of the day.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you. He gets at least an A for attempt.
Oh, wow.
I hear you, Kevin. Beautiful island. Listen to this. She listens down in Aruba.
Aruba.
Enjoy what you do.
I listen to your songs almost every day. They keep me up and going throughout the week. I love the old hymns, but then I enjoy whatever you do. God bless.
This one is from Joanne, and she says, I hear you on 91.7 in Brunswick, Georgia.
Right.
You never fail to bring a smile to my face and put some joy in my heart. Thank you so much.
Hayden is 17 years old, and he said, I love Homecoming Radio. The show is always an inspiration to myself and many other teenagers that I know. The vocal band is my favorite, so please keep the good music coming. I love the newer kind of gospel music.
It's great. I got a letter from a guy named Kevin. This guy's got to be nice. I tell you, he says, I loved your recent interview with Ralph Carmichael. That was a good one. He's now 94 years old, and he's very active and has given so much to Christian music. Thank you for honoring him with the interview. He's always been amazing. Well, we feel the same way, Kevin.
Yeah. Joy-filled laughter and smiles are always part of your program. Tori's laughter is contagious.
It is.
Oh,
it is.
She
sure
gives the show some class.
That's what I keep telling you.
That's from Francis. You know, Robert Frost's poem said, two roads diverge in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. He ends up his poem by saying this, I shall be telling it with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverge in a yellow wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that's made all the difference. Listen to this.
'Twas a life filled with aimless desperation, without hope walked the shell of man. Then a hand with a nail print stretched downward, just one touch, then a new life began. And the ring with love, warmth,
and laughter, since the giver of life moved inside. There's a room filled with sad, ashen faces. Without hope, death has wrapped them in gloom. But at the side of a saint there's rejoicing, for a life can't be sealed in a tomb. And the old rugged cross made the difference
cross will make the difference. Been a great day, Phil, but we got to get out of here, okay?
If you fly cyberspace throughout the week, fly by homecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of us online.
You can find the information for our future live concerts, as well as the latest on the Gaithers videos.
You can even download our free Homecoming Radio smartphone app.
You'll enjoy our Facebook page, and always go leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
We appreciate our Homecoming Radio stations in my home state of Kentucky, the Bluegrass State, over 80 stations like WCYN, WHVO, WMTC, WMOR, and so many more.
Kentucky.
We say a big salute.
Hey, Bill, it's Bowling for Dollars night, you might want to get your ball and, head to the bowling alley.
There you go.
I have an alley named after me.
It's a gutter, actually, Bill. The gutter is the Gaither gutter. So. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Well, today you've heard the best of the best in great gospel music. And if you're wondering where you can find this music, go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find what you've listened to here today and a whole lot more. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.